From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Along with roiling markets for farm products, the pandemic has cut off-farm income for many farm families. Most farmers and ranchers supplement agricultural income with off-farm income, but nearly half of those who responded to a California Farm Bureau survey said they'd lost off-farm income due to the pandemic. An agricultural economist calls off-farm income critical for small farms and said many large farms count on it too. The Justice Department is seeking the dismissal of a lawsuit challenging USDA's decision to allow hydroponic operations to be certified organic. According to thepacker.com, the lawsuit was filed in March by the Center for Food Safety and several organic growers. On May 11th, the Justice Department asked the U.S. District Court's Northern California District to dismiss the lawsuit, saying the court lacks jurisdiction and the Administrative Procedures Act doesn't entitle the plaintiffs to a dismissal. A new report from American Farmland Trust shows how developing farmlands put food security, the environment, and our way of life in jeopardy. According to the report, millions of acres of America's agricultural land were developed or converted to uses that threatened farming between 2001 and 2016. The report's Agricultural Land Protection Scorecard is the first ever state-by-state analysis of policies that respond to the development threats to farm and ranch land, showing that every state can and must do more to protect ag resources. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.